The latest political war of words began two nights ago when state Republican Party Chair Ron Ebensteiner referred to Governor Ventura as goofy during the state's roll call on national television. Ventura got back by botching Ebensteiner's name several times on NPR's midday program. He also accused Republicans of a double standard for criticizing his guest referee stint at a pro wrestling match last year, yet inviting The Rock, a wrestler from the World Wrestling Federation, to introduce House Speaker Dennis Hastert at the convention.
Where's Ebenezer and all these critical people from who are after me, left and right, writing editorials? This is the ultimate hypocrisy that I've ever seen in my life, that now all of a sudden the Republican Party is endorsing the World Wrestling Federation.
Ventura attacked both Republicans and Democrats for the wining and dining of delegates that takes place at the national conventions. Ventura says the big money receptions and parties show how special interests are trying to buy political influence. He promised Minnesotans he would continue to refuse lobbyist and PAC contributions.
You may not agree with me on everything I do. You may not even like me at times. But rest assured, there is nobody controlling me through PAC money, special interest money, and money in my back pocket or in my party's back pocket, which is what you see with the Democrats and Republicans. And these conventions are the prime, pure example.
The governor says he'll continue to push for a third-party movement and says he won't endorse either a Republican or Democrat for president. That contradicts a published report claiming Ventura was about to endorse Republican George W. Bush. Also, Democratic Vice President Al Gore recently traveled to Minnesota to visit Ventura, presumably to appeal to independent voters. Ventura admits it will be tough for a third-party candidate to win the White House because none will probably reach the polling threshold organizers have set to be included in national debates. The governor says he wouldn't have won 2 years ago if he hadn't been included in debates with his Republican and DFL opponents. One of those 1998 opponents, St. Paul Mayor Norm Coleman, announced this week that he's forming a committee to raise money for a possible gubernatorial bid in 2002. Then-House Majority Leader Tim Pawlenty said he'll begin informally exploring a 2002 gubernatorial campaign. Ventura says it's premature for Coleman and Pawlenty to consider running nearly 2.5 years before the election.
That's one of the distasteful things I find about this presidential election is we've been in presidential politics now for the last year and a half. I'd like to see elections be mandated to where you can't start campaigning or doing anything until the year the election is going to take place.
Ventura says he won't decide whether to run again until about 6 months before the 2002 election. He says he'll weigh whether he's accomplished everything he set out to do and whether the job of governor is still satisfying. Ventura's second book is out next month called Do I Stand Alone? Going to the Mat Against the Political Pawns and Media Jackals. He says although he takes on politicians and the press in his book, he also blames the public for the current state of politics. Ventura says as long as voters are apathetic, nothing will change. I'm Laura McCollum, Minnesota Public Radio.